Why We Hate Death. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Why We Hate Death. Oh my goodness. Do we hate death? We do everything to stop the Grim Reaper from coming and collecting us and taking us somewhere that we don't know. We hate death. For all of our years, we've learned death is what happens to people who are no longer here, people who are no longer alive, people who are gone. And then there are stages of death. Oh, goodness, yes. There's purgatory, that in-between stage that perhaps everybody goes to, we think. And then there's hell or heaven. Yes. And there's death. The finality of all. Why do we have death made out into such grim aspects of being? Why have we done this to death when death didn't do anything to us? Death is just like taking a ride on a car, going on a bus, taking a plane, or taking a boat. Death is just like going into an unseen area. We don't know where people are when they get on a boat. In fact, we don't know where people are when they go in the next room. It's as simple as that. We don't know where people are when they go to work or they go to school or they go to the shopping store. And we don't know where they are and what they're doing. Do we hate that? No, that's just part of life. Well, in the same way, death is just part of life. It is just part of the transition from one area to another. And we call it death because oftentimes we do the silly thing, the very, very silly thing of leaving our bodies behind. Do we have to leave our bodies behind? Well, we think we do. We think we do because so many have. But so many have, and so many have just disappeared, have just been a missing person, just no longer here. And they've, so to speak, taken their body with them. Now, did they come into a death where their body would die and have to be buried too? Think of the billions and billions and billions of people who have been upon the face of the earth over the years. And think of the billions of bones and bodies that you would find. Now, there are many that you find. There are many that you find, but not too many. Really, for all the people that have been on earth, you don't find too many bodies, too many bones, too many burials. Oh, we think we do. We think for that population, for that area, there was quite a few burial spots. And then they buried them on burning boats and sent them down the river, and they went down into the bottom of the ocean or the bottom of the sea or wherever. Oh, yes, we've got all sorts of stories to tell about it. But in fact, in truth, what is death? Our death is really one term, leaving the body behind. It is not leaving, period, and taking the body with you and going off into some fabulous dimension of experience, as you would when you go into a different room or you go to the grocery store or you go to church or you go to school or you go to work. All these places are leaving, just like going on a boat. You're leaving and you're no longer seen. Now, you may be seen again as you choose to sort of reincarnate, as you like to think, but hey, you never did die. You never did die. Now, did you reincarnate as a better person? Did you reincarnate as a more exciting individual? Or did you reincarnate as the same old thing that went away on the boat and came back? Well, reincarnation to us is sort of like that. We like to think that we will come back. But can you imagine why you would want to come back to this life experience, Earth? You only want to come back to this life experience, Earth, because you have no idea of where you're going. You have no idea of what the next adventure is going to be like. Now, would you like to know? Would you really like to know what's going to happen every step of the way in your life? Would you really like to know what's going to happen every minute of your life and every minute that you are walking on the face of the earth? Would you like to know who you're going to meet very serendipitously? Who you're going to talk to very loving? Who's going to turn your heart on and you're going to fall madly in love with that person that you just get a glimpse of and say, ooh-wee, oh, hey, ah, my goodness sakes, that's for me. And you do everything you can to meet them in a most gentle way because you don't want to shake the love boat that touches your heart. Oh, we don't know. Children play with some children and don't play with others. Now, they don't tell the other children to go away. They just don't bring those other children into their life because they just don't, we like to say attract them, but they do not do things that those other children want to be part of. And they don't want to be part of what the other children are doing. Now, they make choices. All of our life we make choices. We make big choices and little choices, and we make exciting choices, and we make not so exciting choices, not so romantic, not so delightful choices. But we're always making choices. Now, why do we hate death? We only hate death because we don't understand it. Now, truly, if we were to hate the fact that we're going to work today and with the situation of the money and business and so forth, our business is going out of business. So we go to the office and they say, well, you're fired. No, you're not fired. You're laid off. You're not laid off. No, you're just, the work isn't here anymore. So there's nothing we can do. Well, what are we going to do? Would you like to know that the night before? Would you like to know that as you're going to your office with all the expectation in your heart of going to work? No, you wouldn't like to know that. Would you like to know that you're going to eat some food that's not going to make you feel too good and you're going to get a little ptomaine poisoning and it's going to turn you off? What would you do? Oh, if I knew ahead of time that I was going to eat that piece of food and that piece of food was going to do that to me, I wouldn't eat it. Oh, yes, you would. You would eat it because you don't believe that. You don't believe that you have the intuitive quality that recognizes what life's all about, what your values are, what your desires are. You don't have that intuitive quality. You think, but you do. You just haven't used it. You've used it for things like hating death, where you should be loving life. And when you love life, you create all sorts of glorious, wonderful, beautiful experiences about you every moment of your life. Now, how many days are you going to live? Now, we're looking at people who are in their 80s. And we say, well, they'll live till 100. And we're looking at people who are in their 90s. Well, they'll live to be 110. We're looking at people who are, say, 100. And they'll live to be whatever they want. If they got a happy body and a happy mind and a happy world, who knows, they live to 120, 150. What difference does it make? It only makes a difference. Do you want to live? Do you think you have finished what you've come here for? Do you think that all of the joy has gone out of life because your loved one has died or because someone else has left you or someone else has quit you and divorced you and married somebody else? Oh, my goodness sakes, what terrible, terrible, I have nothing to live for, nothing to live for. How often have we heard such a silly remark? And when those silly remarks are made, we're turning off our life cycle. We're turning this off, and we can, you know. Now I lay me down to sleep, now I lay me down to die. People do that all the time. They do that by choice all the time. Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to hate death? Or do you want to say, every moment of my life, I choose to live vibrantly, wonderfully, powerfully, delightfully, in every good way. Every moment of my life is a treasure. Not one moment of my life do I discard carelessly. Not one moment of my life do I allow myself to say something unkind about me, or another person? You say, well, I can understand why you might want to say something unkind about yourself, but the other person, that's understandable. No, we're saying things unkind about ourselves whenever we say something unkind about another person, because they are our reflection. They are the reflection of who we are. That's what death is all about. Death is killing the world around us with our unkind, unhappy remarks. Death is killing life that should be joyous and happy and marvelous and uplifting and exciting. That's what death's all about. Real death is when we purposefully close the door on happiness. We purposefully close the door on joy and harmony and peace and balance. And we purposely do that whenever we pick on somebody else, whenever we feel sorry for ourselves. We know that. We know that that's hell. Oh, sounds like death, doesn't it? We know that that's not pleasant at all. But we do it, don't we? We do it all too often because we feel that we have a right to make life happy or unhappy for anybody else in the world. I tell you, with all my heart and soul, with all my being, we have only one right, and that is to be ourselves and have fun. One right to be happy, to be balanced. One right to live the fullest, most joyful, most exciting life that we can dream up for ourselves. And every moment, we should be dreaming up wonderful things for ourselves. Dreaming up dreams of things we like to do. Dreaming up things of how we'd like to handle it. And then our body, little by little, perhaps maybe not so little, maybe pretty fast, responds to that positive attitude of life. Our body responds to that positive way of thinking about all the good things that this world is all about. And as our body responds to that, it is exciting. It is wonderful. It is marvelous. It is something that we all want to participate in. Now, when are you going to participate in it? When am I going to participate in it? When am I going to say every moment of my life is a happy moment? Every moment of my life is a good moment. It's a moment of joy and peace and harmony. Every person in my life is my absolute wonderful, my best reflection. Not the reflection of something unkind about me, but my best and best and wonderfulest reflection. Yeah. When am I going to start doing that? Well, I'm going to start doing that just as soon as I start thinking this life is a wonderful life, and I am living it with all my heart and all my soul and all my being, and I'm the happiest guy I can imagine. I like me. And because I like me, all the world is a wonderful world. And because I like me, I live in an exciting, dramatic, dynamic world that tells me life is great. And because I like me, there is no death. Because I like me, I'm living so excitedly and so wonderfully that I just flit off to every dimension that there is. Can you visualize the planet of unconditional love? Ho, ho, ho. We've talked about that often. It's a great and a wonderful planet of unconditional love. It is a planet where only unconditional love exists and only unconditional love. That's all that there is. And I am living there and I'm being there. I can move there. I can be there by my thought. I can be there by my idea. And I can bring that planet right here to planet Earth. And I can call planet Earth the planet of unconditional love and make this planet the planet of unconditional love, because I am so loving, I am so wonderful, I am so happy, I am so fantastic that that's what it's all about. And yes, it is. Why do we fear death? Why do we hate death? We hate it only because we hate life. So if you ever find yourself ruminating about death, thinking, what is death like? And thinking to yourself, my goodness sakes, that is something else again. What is death all about? what is death like? And what are we going to say? We're going to say, it's like unconditional love, because that's what I am. I am unconditional love, and that's all that it's to it. There's nothing else in this world but unconditional love, and I'm living here on planet Earth, the planet of unconditional love, and I'm happy and joyful, and I never die. I never die. I live eternally, because unconditional love is eternality, and that's me. I don't ever hate anything. I love everything. Oh, I'll stick my foot in my mouth sometimes. Occasionally I'll make a mistake, but hey, I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to jump right out of that and be unconditional love and be wonderful and be joyous and live a happy, fulfilled, magnificent life, which is my reality, which is who I am, which is who you are. There's no need to hate death, no need at all. Only love life, and love it with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your being. And loving yourself is that same way. Have a wonderful, happy, unconditionally loving life where there is no death, only life eternal. And I am with you forever. I love you. I love you. I love you.